The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Good morning. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me on this holiday shopping morning. Obviously not as crazy as it was on the 28th, the day after Thanksgiving, which I had the experience of being involved in. Today's show is going to be a question and answer session. We want to get your questions, and we have received some emails, and we have a list of some questions, but what I'd really like to do is get some first-time callers involved. So, and I'm in the holiday giving mood this week, starting to feel that way. So what we've decided to do is, on today's show, every first-time caller that calls today with a question, and whose question I have time to discuss with you on the air, will receive a holiday gift from Dr. Kvitko of $25. All right? In addition, at the end of the show, me and my producer, Tom, will select the question that we think was the best question of the hour, and that person will receive an additional $75 or $100 to go out and go shopping with, or pay your gas bill if you choose. All right? Something to help for the holidays. Our number is 821-1230. That's 821-1230. Or you can send us an email. You can send your questions by email, but unless we talk about them on the air, you're not eligible for the free gift. So remember, probably a phone call would be the best thing today. But I'll give out that address anyway for those of you that are shy and don't feel you need the holiday gift money. And the address that you would email us is dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. All right? Dentally Speaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. Big long word, no spaces, but that's what it is. Okay. Now, before we get started, we have a couple other things I'd like to go over. One is announcements. And today's announcement is that Dr. Kvitko and Associates will be at the Kroger Marketplace Women's and Family Expo December 6th and 7th at the Ohio Expo Center in the Celeste Building. And I heard that at the same time there's another fair going on in the building right across the parking lot. I'm trying to remember, a winter fair or something like that. So that's kind of cool. You can come and, not for the same price, of course, but you can come and go to two different fairs. Now, let me go back to that holiday gift offer, though. I just remembered, because what we'll do is when you call, my producer will get your name, address, and phone number. And to pick up your cash, you'll have to come to the office. Our office is at 4308 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. And these envelopes will be available anytime after 1 o'clock tomorrow, Monday, December 2nd. Okay? Now, Women's Expo, back to the Women's Expo. And this year it's called the Women's and Family Expo, presented by State Farm. It's known as the Kroger Marketplace Women's Expo. And it's from 10 to 5 on Saturday and 11 to 4 on Sunday. And if we have any left, and I think we do, when you come to pick up your cash holiday gift, we'll also give you a free ticket to go to the Women's Expo, and then you can come and check out our booth. Also, before we start taking questions, we want to mention the question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so when you call, you can also give us your guess if you would like. And this week's question is, according to the American Dental Association, among dentists who use amalgam restorations, those are silver restorations, silver fillings, what percent reported that the number of patients on whom they used these restorations had gone down? All right. The survey was taken in 2007, which is the most recent data we have, because 2008 isn't over yet. So again, according to the American Dental Association, among dentists who use amalgam silver restorations, what percent reported that the number of patients on whom they use these restorations had gone down? And I guess another way of asking that or saying that is how many people are starting to request, you know, tooth colored instead of silver, and by what percent is the number of silver going down? What percent of dentists said the number is going down? Okay, so today's question and answer session then, what we're going to do is start off with an emailed question, and that is from Melvin. And Melvin wrote, 3 months ago, I moved to a new town. Right before I moved, I had a porcelain onlay done by my dentist. My onlay broke, and I wrote my dentist asking for my money back so I could have the new dentist put a crown on that tooth. He wants me to fly back to hometown and have him do it. Do you think this is fair? All right, well, first of all, for those of you that don't know what an onlay is, a porcelain onlay is a cross between a crown, which is a cap, in some circles, and a regular filling. And what it is it's made out of porcelain like a cap is, meaning it's all one piece, but it doesn't cover the entire tooth. It covers part of the inside of the tooth and part of the outside of the tooth, giving it structural support. And so it gives you almost all the benefits of a crown, it doesn't cost as much as a crown, but unfortunately it costs a lot more than just the filling. Okay, so Melvin moved. He had it done 3 months ago. He moved to a new town, and the dentist, rather than sending back his money, wants to have him come back and look at it. Well, Melvin, I think the former dentist is being fair. I think that he or she has the right to take a look at your tooth to see what really happened. I think that there's a chance that it's your tooth that broke, not your filling, or your ear onlay. And, of course, your dentist wouldn't know that without looking. The other is, he'd want to find out what went wrong. And, you know, I don't know that there's a corporation in the country that doesn't insist that they get to see whatever broken item it is that you're trying to return. So if you buy a toaster and it doesn't work, you can't just call up the company that sold you the toaster and say, hey, send me a check, without them getting to see the toaster. And I think if you buy something from a store that's not, doesn't have a national network, so if you get a muffler, for example, from a store or a local repair shop that's not a franchise, and your muffler goes bad, that muffler shop, local, kind of a single operation type business, is not going to send you a check for your muffler if you call them or send them an email that says that the muffler didn't work, it fell off, whatever. You'd have to drive back to that town to have them stand behind their work, and I'm sure that they would. So, you know, I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear. I think you're hoping I would agree with you, and then you could use that as ammunition. But honestly, in this particular case, I actually disagree. So go back. I mean, you probably have some family or friends back there you can go visit. Chances are you're going to be visiting over the holidays anyway. And I bet you that your dentist would be more than willing to work with you on a trip like that if that meant staying late, coming in early, maybe running in on a day they're not normally open, like a Saturday or something, and take care of you. All right, the next question is from Dante. Dante writes, Dr. Kovitko, I had my teeth whitened a few weeks ago. My dentist said that I whitened 8 shades, but I don't feel that they are very white. I feel like I should get a refund. What do you think? Oh, gee, there's like this underlying theme here. Might be the economy, I don't know. But anyway, first of all, Dante, I'm sure that when they did your whitening before starting, they took a shade. They probably matched up and figured out what color you were and even took a picture. I know we do. And then afterwards took another picture. And if they said you went 8 shades whiter, you probably did. Now, there is an opportunity or a chance that your teeth could have regressed a little bit. Because sometimes right the day that they're done, they're a little brighter than they are in a week. And in fact, I usually have people wait 10 days before we actually select a shade that we're going to use to maybe a magic crown or a veneer that we're about to do. Now keep in mind that whitening is dependent upon the color that your teeth were when you were younger. It's not, we're not applying white to the teeth. We're cleaning the teeth. We're getting them back to their original color. And so if your dentist can show you that you were 8 shades whiter after whitening, then no, you shouldn't get your money back. And if you're not happy with that color, there are options for you that you can pursue. And those include porcelain veneers. Porcelain veneers are kind of neat because they just cover the outer edge of the tooth, and they don't necessarily, you know, do that much damage to teeth. It's just the outer layer. And for that reason, you could pick your color. The dentist could hold up all of those shade tabs and say, pick one. And you pick whatever color you want. You can pick the whitest white. You can pick one that's a little bit less than that. Well, heck, you can pick brown if you want. If you want to go darker, you can pick that too. And that's not something we can do. There's no, like, anti-bleach, you know? So most people don't pick darker. I'm just kidding. But anyway, you could if you wanted to. So keep that in mind. Of course, some of your teeth may need caps. And, of course, if you need caps, you'd want to get all caps, not mixing veneers with caps, because sometimes those don't match if you try to do them both. All right, now the next question is from Liz. Liz writes, Dr. Kvitko, I just had new dentures made. Now when I talk, they click, and I'm having trouble making certain sounds. I can't talk properly. I kind of whistle when I talk also. My dentist said that I just have to get used to them, but it's now been 3 months, and there has been no improvement. Is it me, or is it the dentures? And what can be done about it? All right, Liz. That's a very good question, and I do run into this quite often, actually. Clicking is very simple. If your teeth are clicking as you talk, it means that the measurement is off, and that is something that is correctable. The measurement I'm referring to is the distance between your chin and your nose. If you were to take your teeth out and just go to a restful position is this. It's when you just, if you were to just hum very lightly with your teeth out, just very lightly, just like that, with the teeth, just the lips just barely missing or just barely touching, if you will. Well, that distance from your chin to your nose is a restful position for your jaw structure and your jaws themselves to be at. And when you are at that position, that's the position that you should be allowed to go to even when you're wearing your dentures. And so teeth would have to be fabricated in a way that your teeth were not touching at that restful position, but rather with a couple millimeters or a millimeter distance between. So if you were doing that humming position that I just mentioned, and then you were to close your mouth just ever so slightly, maybe a millimeter or two, that is where your teeth should touch when your dentures are in. So clicking means that your dentist has that measurement off, and you're essentially not even, your jaws are not allowed to close. Your mouth is never allowed to close when those dentures are in. And so the back teeth, and it might even involve some front teeth, would have to all be ground down significantly until you had this space there. We call it the freeway space. And if they do that, you would be fine. Now, it might be as involved as having them take all of the back teeth off, literally grinding them off with a big grinding wheel, putting wax there and some new teeth, and getting that redone. So it's not you. Promise you it's not you. It can be corrected. Call your dentist back. Tell him Dr. Kvitko said. And people are going to hate me, I think. And it can be corrected. And then if you have no luck and you want me to take a look at you, just give the office a call at 262-9588, and I'll be happy to do that. All right, we're up against a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS, here with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
When I see the smile.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and remember that our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. And I wanted to let people know, I want to let you know that this show is available by podcast. So if you are not able to listen to the whole show, but you want to catch it when you get home, or you want a friend to listen to a certain episode, or all of them for that matter, who is out of our listener area, you can go to www.talk1230wyts.com, click on the on-air, or rather hold your mouse over the on-air button. The name Dr. Kvitko comes up. Click on that, takes you to my page. And by the way, on that page are now three photos of that polar bear that was getting the root canal by our last week's guest, Dr. Tom Klein, the veterinary dentist. Kind of neat to look at. So you go to the podcast page, you'll be able to see those pictures. And from there, there's a spot that says click here to listen to podcast, and it takes you to a spot where all you have to do is left-click on the word listen, and you can hear any of the shows that we've recorded. All right, now remember that on today's show, because I'm feeling in the holiday spirit, every first-time caller that calls today with a question, and whose question I have time for to discuss with you on the air, will receive a holiday gift from Dr. Kvitko of $25. And in addition, at the end of the show, my producer and I will choose what we consider the best question, and that person will receive an additional $75, making that $100 for that person with the best question. But keep in mind, this does not apply to emailed questions, so you can't be shy. Because so far we're getting emailed questions and comments. Okay, while we were gone, we did get a couple email guesses to our question of the day. And the question of the day, to remind you, is according to the American Dental Association, among dentists who use amalgam restorations, what percent reported that the number of patients on whom they used these restorations had decreased? Survey was taken in 2007. We had guesses from Byron of 81%. Carmona, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I hope I'm doing it correctly. I guess I didn't really choose, did I? Maybe I caught both ways. We'll go with Carmona. Carmona guessed 10%. And then we also had a guess by Russell of 25%. Now, all of these are wrong. One's high and two are low, so there's a little hint for you. Okay, back to the questions that we have here. This one is from Ken. And Ken writes in, I'm 70 years old, and I just got a new gold crown on my upper right molar. It feels bumpier than my other teeth when I run my tongue over the biting surface. Why is that? Is it a problem? And should I have it changed? All right, Ken. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad that you gave me your age, because that gives me an indication that you have had a chance over your lifetime for your teeth to wear down through grinding and normal chewing. So the biting surfaces of your teeth, your natural teeth, I'm sure are now flatter than they were when you were younger. You don't realize it because it's been such a gradual change. And so your dentist was trying to improve the chewing function of this tooth, of this molar, by making it have the humps and bumps and hills and valleys that your teeth did when you were younger. And unfortunately, that feels funny to your tongue. So the answer is, well, that's the answer to why is it. The answer to is it a problem? It's only a problem if you think it is, meaning it will help you chew better, but if your tongue can't get used to it, if it's always camping out on top of that tooth, keeps checking it out, becomes a nervous habit, then it'd be very easy for you to call up your dentist and go in, and he or she would be able to smooth those bumps off, make your tooth flatter just like the ones around it. And then you could just tell your dentist, hey, next time I need a crown, make it flat like the rest of my teeth. Don't try to improve anything. I don't want it that way. And I'm sure they would be happy to do that for you. And, of course, that leads us to the should I have it changed. Should you have it changed? Honestly, it'd be best if you can get used to it, because you'll chew better over there. But if you can't, it's no big deal to get it changed. But thank you for the email, and hopefully that is helpful. Now, let's see. Our next question is from Leonard. Leonard writes, I had all of my upper teeth extracted and two implants placed where my eye teeth used to be. My dentist told me that I needed to wait 6 months for these implants to heal, and then he would make me an upper bridge over these implants. I didn't have the money for the bridge after that 6 months of healing time, and so I didn't go back for about a year and a half. Once I got there, and my dentist looked in my mouth, he said my bone had receded around the implants and I would need new ones. Why did that happen? And is my dentist being honest with me, meaning did something happen, something go awry that he's not telling me about? Okay. Well, actually, Leonard, here's what happens. When you have teeth extracted, the bone naturally shrinks because teeth support the bone. And, you know, we're probably not going to have time to answer this entire question before the break. We'll probably pick it up after the break, so just a little warning there. When you take teeth out, then bone shrinks, because without teeth, there's no reason for the bone to be there. In fact, having a tooth will maintain the height of the bone. The gentle tapping of teeth when they chew and when you talk and when you just function keeps that bone intact. It stimulates cells called osteoblasts, which grow bone. When you take teeth out, cells that eat bone, called osteoclasts, are triggered, and so bone starts to get eaten away. Well, that's going to be the first part of my answer, because we are up against a break now. We have to go to commercial. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS, here with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Just smile, please, stay for a while now, just take your time, wherever you go.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And the people that know me know that's one of my favorite songs. And I want to make you smile during the holidays today. And that's why we're having a holiday gift offering for every first-time caller that calls with a question that I have time to discuss with you on the air. You'll receive a holiday gift from me of $25. And then at the end of the show, the person with the best question will receive $100. Not in addition, but an additional $75. And then you have to come to my office to pick up the envelope with the money in it. The office address is 4308 North High, Columbus, Ohio, 43214. And the phone number at the office, if you want to just call and make sure we're there, is 262-9588. And these will be available from 1 o'clock on tomorrow, December 2nd. Next week, we're going to have on the show with us Dr. David Maddow. Interesting guest. He's a dentist. He's written a book about fitness and health. He is a stand-up comic. He serves on a search and rescue crew in the Grand Canyon. And I think he's an interesting guy, and so you'll be able to maybe call in and ask him some questions. But also, I guess our phone number, let me just give that again. Here to call is 821-1230. That's the number you want to call if you want to be live on the air. And anyway, okay, so let's move on. I was in the middle of answering Leonard's question. And just as by way of refreshing your memory, Leonard had his remaining teeth extracted at the same time his dentist placed a couple implants. Instead of waiting just 6 months like his dentist asked him to do, he didn't go back for a year and a half. And when he got there, his dentist said the bone had receded and now he needs new implants. And his question was, why did that happen? So we were talking before the break about how bone recedes when teeth are no longer in it, and how certain cells eat bone, certain cells grow bone. Okay. The other problem you have is when you take teeth out, the sinus cavities on the upper arch, the maxillary sinuses, the nasal sinuses, tend to pneumatize or get bigger. They push down and they actually erode the bone from the top. So you have a double whammy. You have the resorption of the bone from where the teeth were, plus the resorption of the bone from up above, and pretty soon you don't even have room for implants. But in the case of Leonard, because he didn't get back soon enough, that there was no stimulation to the bone on the implants, which there should have been after about 6 months of healing. If he'd have gone back on time, had the dentist put his crowns on, or bridge, or whatever they were going to do, then as he started to chew, those implants would have stimulated the bone, would have made osteoblastic activity occur. Therefore, bone would have not necessarily grown, but it wouldn't have receded. So, for those of you that either are considering implants, especially if you're going to get all your upper teeth out, or lower teeth for that matter, at the same time, remember, you do have to go back when your dentist tells you. It's not a number we pick out of a hat or just pick a number from the sky. there's a reason behind everything that we do. Okay, the next question is from Larry. And Larry writes, I went to my dentist to have my mouth fixed up. My dentist told me that I only had a few teeth left that were worth saving. He suggested a cemented bridge so that I would never have to take out my smile. I couldn't afford the bridge, so I had him make removable partials for me, which were cheaper. However, now that I have them, I don't like that you can see where the partial starts and stops. You can see that the pink plastic is different from my pink gum. What should I do? You know, we've actually seen this a few times ourselves, where someone makes a decision based on finances alone, and then they're not happy. I realize people have to make tough decisions these days, and always for that matter. I mean, I remember being back in dental school where it may have only been $30 for this procedure or $8, and people said they couldn't afford it. So the money is always going to be an issue no matter what the price. But you have to keep in mind that you're going to live with this for a long time. It's going to be a part of you. It's going to be a part of how you present yourself to the opposite sex, how you present yourself to a potential employer. And obviously a partial is much better than no teeth. And if you're hoping to get the job and you have no teeth or you have every other tooth, a little bit harder than somebody that walks in with a beautiful smile. So with that in mind, I guess I would caution not to make these hasty decisions based on the cost, because you might only be talking about $1,000 or a few hundred or maybe even a few $1,000 difference. But over the lifetime of you smiling and you interacting with the world, it'll more than pay for itself. But let's go to back to what Larry's writing about. Okay, so he has this partial. It's pink plastic, and he wants to know why it can't match up better. Well, we do have different color plastics, and these plastics have little red fibers that go through them to simulate gum. They look pretty real, honestly, especially if it's in a complete denture. And there are different shades for different people. For example, African-American folks happen to have darker, in some cases much darker, gum. And in some cases, they'll have a melanin pigment. So if you look at their gum, it might be a dark pink in one area and almost a black in another. And then people that are fairer skinned will have a lighter pink gum. And then there's the average color out there. And so even though the plastic can be made to match, there's this space where the plastic butts up against a natural tooth or a tooth with a crown on it. And since teeth are more narrow at the neck of the tooth than they are at the biting edge, you have this dark area. Some people call it a dark triangle. And you cannot fill that in with the tooth-colored plastic, because if you do, you'll never get it in or out of your mouth, because it will catch under the biting area or the wider part of that tooth. Okay, it's just, I guess physics. It won't slide in and out. So before you decide to have a partial, a removable partial denture, you need to know that, and you need to think about it and make a decision. If you're making a financial decision, say, am I willing to live with this, the fact that this transition from partial to tooth is going to be noticeable if somebody looks close enough? And along with that goes, maybe you're just looking too close. Maybe it's not as noticeable as you think. Maybe you're just getting too close to the mirror, and for the average person, they don't even see that. And that can be the case as well. So you might not mention it to anyone. You might just go about your business for a little while and ask somebody that you trust to give you an honest answer. Maybe a coworker, maybe a relative you haven't seen in a while. And see what they say. You might be surprised. But if they say, yeah, I noticed that, I was afraid to tell you about it, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, well, that's telling you something. That's telling you that you need to, you probably need to have your dentist change it up. So we do have to go to a break. When we come back, we'll be happy to take your questions by either email or phone call. Our number is 821-1230. And stick with us. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Thank you for joining me this morning, this holiday shopping season. Looks like some weather's on its way in, so I guess you need to be prepared for that. Now, Our next question, let's see, the next question is from Isaac. And this is kind of poignant because it is cold and flu season, and Isaac wrote, I have an appointment tomorrow for a teeth cleaning. Today I feel like I'm getting a sore throat. I might be getting sick. Should I cancel my appointment? Well, actually, Isaac, you know, at the dental office, personally, I feel like when people come in with a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you know, a little, maybe getting a cold, maybe a flu, whatever diseases are going on out there, I feel like they're little vaccinations for me. Just I get exposed to your cold and someone else's cold, and honestly, I think it keeps me healthy. The only time that I've been unhealthy in my life is when my children were little and they bring home all these diseases from the daycare, it seems, or the, not the daycare, but preschool. And so, yeah, I remember saying how I've never been that sick. We can wear masks, and so those in my office that are concerned about maybe catching your cold, if you're getting one, you just tell them and they'll put a mask on. We do appreciate you telling us, though, if you come in. We appreciate you say, hey, I feel like I might be getting sick, to give us a chance to put a mask on if we would like. I don't wear the kind of mask, a cloth mask, that actually would protect me from your cold or the flu. I wear the clear shield so you can still see my face and know if I'm smiling or not, which I usually am, I hope. But some of my staff wear those cloth masks all the time, so it wouldn't even be an issue for them. And you know what? Likewise, if I think I might be getting a lump in my throat or something, I will wear one of those cloth masks so that I don't pass it along to my patients. So I think the answer is no. You don't need to cancel your appointment. The only time that an illness would, a minor illness like that would affect an appointment that we would do is if you have an uncontrollable cough. If you can't stop coughing, it's a little hard for us to work on you. Although I even have an answer for that, which is unfortunate for some people because, let's face it, people do look for reasons why not to come to the dentist, whether it be for cleaning or anything. So what I do in the office is I have, on hand, some cough medicine. Yeah, I have cough medicine so you can still come to the office. And it's like, oh. But anyway, and I will give people that, and it's really good stuff, and it stops their cough, and we can get them through the appointment. And then they'll usually call me back and say, what was that stuff? Can I get that? Anyway, so there, you know, I would say just go ahead in, and unless you're throwing up or something, you probably will be fine. All right, now, let's see. Jeremy sent us an email. Jeremy writes, I went to my dentist last week to have a cavity filled. It was a lower tooth. My tongue is still numb. Is that normal? How can that be, and will it go away? All right, so Jeremy just went in for regular filling, and he left there with a numb tongue, and it's still numb, and it's been numb for a week. That's a very good question, Jeremy. I can see how that would be scary. I can tell you that it's not permanent. It does happen sometimes. There is no way to control on whom or when it happens. So it's not normal, but it's somewhat normal in the sense that it's it happens sometimes, and here's what happened. When you are getting numbed, the needle that your dentist was using to numb you with happened to touch the nerve. In fact, in this case, it actually probably cut the nerve. Okay? Just it's a sharp needle, passed right through it, and cut it. Now, you probably, if you remember back when they were numbing you, you probably got a zing right to your tongue, almost like an electric shock. But you're numb instantly. And if I'm wrong about that, feel free to call me or write me or whatever, 821-1230, or the email address that you used. So what you were feeling there was the electrical connection or the conduction of electricity, which is what nerve impulses are, directly through the end of that nerve to the tip of your tongue. And then it went numb. Now, it would go numb with the local anesthetic anyway, just not that quickly. In this case, it went numb because it was severed. But the good news is, like I said, that's rare. And nerves, although they don't regenerate very well in a lot of instances, in cases where there's a clean cut like that, they heal relatively quickly, usually within a month or so. And what you're going to notice is either a warm sensation or a tingling in your tongue on occasion. So if you get this warm sensation or tingling, that wasn't there a few minutes ago, that's a sign of nerve regeneration. That tells you that your nerves are healing, and so that's a good thing. That's something that you want to have happen. And so don't be afraid. It's going to be fine, and it's probably never going to happen to you again. And so don't be afraid to go back there and have other work done. All right, we do need to go to a break again. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko. And I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko. We've been doing a question and answer session from people who have written in questions, sent us questions by email or by mail. Before we run out of time for today, I do want to reiterate with folks that we will be at the Women's Expo. This year it's called the Kroger Marketplace Women's and Family Expo, presented by State Farm Insurance. It's Saturday and Sunday, December 6th and 7th, which is next weekend, at the Ohio Expo Center in the Celeste Building. And I believe it's going on at the same time as Winter Fair or something. Something's right across the way, so you can come and go to both in one fell swoop. The expo that I'll be at is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 6th, and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 7th, that being the Sunday. And please come, please stop in, check out the booth. We're going to be doing two live whitening procedures, two each day, I'm sorry. So that'd be four total from people who have won the whitening by calling in previous weeks. And you'll get to meet some staff and see some before and after photos of things that we've done, give you an idea about what I can do at my office and what Dr. Kvitko and Associates is all about. I believe we'll be right when you walk in the door there, so be happy to shake your hand, say hello. Also, I realized that I've been a little bit remiss in that I haven't been giving out the guesses to the question of the day or reiterating the question of the day for that matter, so let me restate the question of the day, and then I'll give you the guesses that we've been receiving and I've not put out over the air yet. The question of the day is, according to the American Dental Association, among dentists who use amalgam restorations, what percent reported that the number of patients on whom they used these restorations had gone down? The survey was taken in 2007. So we received guesses. Earlier guesses, you might remember, were from Byron and Carmona and Russell. 81%, 10%, 25%. And then recently, we received guesses from Ramon of 59%. Lacey emailed us with a 40% guess. And Sharon called in a guess of 34%. Well, the answer is actually 51%. So that means a little over half of the dentists who place amalgams has reported that the number of people who are getting amalgams has gone down. That doesn't mean that the number of people who are getting silver fillings has gone down by 50%. It just means the number of people. The number of dentists who said they're going down is about 51%. I think that's kind of interesting. I honestly, you might know by listening to the show that I think silver fillings are just fine. I don't think they're dangerous at all. I have them in my mouth, and I would place them in yours or a family member or a friend. On the other hand, for people who do think they're dangerous for whatever reason or just don't want them because they're ugly, I don't have a problem with that either. I place tooth color restorations on a regular basis as well as onlays and crowns and veneers, which are all tooth colored. So, you know. But I think that's kind of an interesting thing, and thank you so much for your guesses. Now, next week, as I mentioned earlier, my guest on the show will be a Dr. David Maddow. He practiced dentistry in Reisterstown, Maryland. He has written a book about fitness, which you wonder what a dentist would know about fitness, but most dentists are pretty smart people and have multiple interests. He has recently become a stand-up comic, which is also a bit interesting, but I have joked at the office before. I like to joke around. I know I maybe sound serious on the show, but pretty much I caught up at the office and tell silly jokes, stupid jokes actually, that people are laughing at but are kind of can't believe they're laughing. And I know my daughter all the time gives me that. She's laughing while she's shaking her head, you know, back and forth. But anyway, so I've said before, people said, you ought to be a comic, a stand-up comic. And I said, well, if I'm going to be a stand-up comic, I'd have to be a sit-down comic because I can only be funny when I'm sitting down at the dental chair. So I call what I do sit-down comedy. And anyway, funny or not. But we'll, yeah, so tune in next week. Besides being a comic, Dr. Maddow has also been involved in saving a life through search and rescue in the Grand Canyon. So he has an interesting story to tell. And we will be here at 9 o'clock next Sunday. Right after, and after that, I will be heading off to the Women's Expo. Thank you so much for joining me. Tune in next week. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS.